Nigeria's parliament is debating a new oil law that foreign companies say could drive away billions of dollars in future investment. The government's petroleum ministry says it will recoup hundreds of millions of dollars in lost tax. VOA West Africa correspondent Scott Stearns reports from the Nigerian capital, Abuja. The petroleum industry bill before Nigeria's parliament allows the government to renegotiate old contracts, increase costs for oil companies, and reclaim land that's not yet explored. Since taking temporary power last month, Nigerian acting President Goodluck Jonathan has made the petroleum bill one of his main legislative priorities, saying quick passage is vital to national interest.
The resources of Nigeria, whether carbons in the Mambila Plateau or the Niger Delta Basin, must be used for the advancement of the Nigerian people. We must collectively take those steps that will protect our inheritance, even as we work with our foreign partners for the advancement of humanity.
Nigeria's petroleum ministry says the new law will recoup nearly $300 million a month in lost tax revenue. But oil firms say it will make future exploration in Nigeria unprofitable, driving away investment in Africa's biggest petroleum producer. Anne Picard is the regional executive vice president for the Shell Oil Company.
Under the bill, as we've seen it, $50 billion will not be invested that would have been invested. That money will go elsewhere. Nigeria can't afford to lose those years or those projects. Nigeria needs cash to invest in infrastructure and development. Nigeria needs cash to grow its domestic gas business. Delay will derail the government's vision 2020 and mean that Nigeria will lose competitive momentum.
Nigerian oil and gas production has fallen by more than a quarter since 2005, largely because of a rebellion in the oil-rich Niger Delta. The area is now slowly returning to normal since thousands of fighters accepted an amnesty offer 6 months ago. Acting President Jonathan says he's working to secure the gains of that amnesty and better share the profits of Nigeria's oil wealth with people in oil-producing regions. But uncertainty about peace in the Niger Delta has led to greater investment in offshore fields that are less vulnerable to sabotage. Foreign firms say that's threatened by legislation that they say would make Nigeria one of the world's harshest climates for oil investment. Shell Oil's Picard agrees there must be changes in the way Nigeria's oil sector is run, but she says not all of those changes are best dealt with in legislation.
What you have to deal with in legislation, you deal with in legislation. If you can deal with it in regulation, you deal with it in regulation. So deal with it in the right pieces.
At a time when Angola is threatening to take the top spot in African production, Picard says Nigeria cannot afford to make mistakes that will take years to correct. Ibrahim Mark is the general secretary of the Nigerian Bar Association. He says the country needs changes that protect both Nigeria's economy and outside investment.
They now know that there are a way of dealing in oil business in Nigeria that is transparent. There is a way that they will always get return on investment. That's because a man that is investing do not want to invest and see his investment go away. He must be sure that whatever he has is meeting today will be there for the next 10, 20 years.
Lawmakers here say they have a good bill that, coupled with stability in the Niger Delta, will boost government revenue. The bill breaks up the old state-run oil company into smaller, profit-driven units better able to tap international capital markets. Members of parliament say Nigeria's take of oil revenue will still be less than Angola or Ghana, and the bill will keep more of the money invested here in Nigeria. The government says 80% of oil investment now ultimately ends up outside the country. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Abuja.
The resources of Nigeria, whether carbons in the Mambila Plateau or the Niger Delta Basin, must be used for the advancement of the Nigerian people. We must collectively take those steps that will protect our inheritance, even as we work with our foreign partners for the advancement of humanity.
Under the bill, as we've seen it, $50 billion will not be invested that would have been invested. That money will go elsewhere. Nigeria can't afford to lose those years or those projects. Nigeria needs cash to invest in infrastructure and development. Nigeria needs cash to grow its domestic gas business. Delay will derail the government's vision 2020 and mean that Nigeria will lose competitive momentum.
What you have to deal with in legislation, you deal with in legislation. If you can deal with it in regulation, you deal with it in regulation. So deal with it in the right pieces.
They now know that there are a way of dealing in oil business in Nigeria that is transparent. There is a way that they will always get return on investment. That's because a man that is investing do not want to invest and see his investment go away. He must be sure that whatever he is meeting today will be there for the next 10, 20 years.